Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Before getting into today's subject, let me remind you that my father was a teacher or administrator for government schools over his entire career. Last week, I described how to improve student performance by increasing parental involvement with their children's education. Today, I want to discuss an impediment to teacher effectiveness. A study revealed that the most effective teachers in the Gary, Indiana Government School District boosted student learning by about 1.5 years per school year, while the least effective teachers only achieved about a half year of student growth. A paper in the American Economic Review reported that postgraduate degrees, years of experience after the first 2 years, and licensing examination scores did not represent teacher quality or effectiveness. So, how do you find and reward effective teachers? Former teacher Frederick Hess wrote, quote, "Little or nothing about teachers' or administrators' performance affects their career prospects or job security. There is little systemic recognition for excellent educators, while pay, perks, and assignments are distributed primarily on the basis of longevity. The result is a culture of public schooling in which educators learn to keep their heads down, play defense, and avoid causing waves," unquote. Highly effective teachers at government schools are largely paid on the basis of their education credentials and years of seniority instead of the quality of their teaching. That often leaves minimal incentive to continue teaching at a high level. In fact, with ever more government school district mandates and the need to raise standardized test scores, teacher surveys report rising stress levels. Teacher burnout is a growing problem at government schools. One teacher said, quote, "Very common are teachers who at one time were good, but after years of bureaucratic nonsense and dwindling morale, do not much like their job anymore," unquote. Researchers have learned that burnout is not inevitable. A U.S. Department of Education survey found that private school teachers consistently report having better working conditions, more classroom autonomy, more institutional support, and better student discipline. These and other studies demonstrate that the system of compensation at government schools generally leads to underperformance by teachers. This subject deserves attention. There are experiments going on incentivizing teachers at government schools to improve their performance. I hope they find something. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer at Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.